Declan, this has been a very tough week, but it's all about Waterford tomorrow night, and hopefully 3 points at the end.
Look, it's been a horrendous week, let's be honest about it. We've suffered a lot of pain in the course of the two games we've played. We haven't played okay down in Bowes. We probably should have took all 3 points, didn't do enough in Sligo, took no points. Disappointing, but look, the nature of this is you have to remember, you have to, keep it at the front of your mind, but you've got to prepare and you've got to be positive and you've got to go and try, and what we've tried to do the last 2 days is get ready to win a football match, and that's what we have to do. We have to try and win a football match. At the end of the day, we fully understand what has been served up to now hasn't been good enough. We've had a horrendous September, but what we've got to do on the flip side of that is try and look forward to a really positive October. So first game in October is Waterford at home, playing the Brandywell. We keep saying it since the day and hour we're here as a city and as a club, we've been renowned for our fighting spirit and our spirit of, dealing with adversity and dealing with things when we're down. We always have to make sure that we show the character and the togetherness and hunger to get through difficult times, and that now becomes very important to us as a football team, that we have to dig in. We have to show a bit of character. We have to show a bit of fight. We have to show a bit of spirit. And we have to come out on the bright side of a good result.
This is really a six-pointer, Declan,
Listen,
at this stage of the
it's
season.
three, Paddy, it's three. We got to get as many 3 points as we possibly can. Let's not look any further away than getting a one. That's all we got to look at. Talk about next week, talk about where it could take us, talk about where it's going to put you on the table. We got to get 3 points. We got to get 3 points as quickly as possible. Under no illusions, it's difficult. Waterford a good side, having a good year, pushing for Europe. But it's a game that we've got to be completely focused on. We got to be very determined that whatever we have in the game, we got to make sure that we try and strive and push extra and push harder to get 3 points. And if we can do that, then we'll pat ourselves down and we'll get ready for the next one.
What is the team news going into tomorrow night's game,
Well,
Darren?
we have everybody on the training patch at the moment. Ali Gilchrist has trained for a couple of days, but really, are we going to take a chance on a boy that's been out with 6 weeks with a broken foot? No, we're not. We've a couple of weeks break after this. We're international duties for the three players with Northern Ireland, and that'll give us a platform to get Ali back. Gerardo's been on the patch, thankfully, for the last couple of days. Are we going to take a chance with him? Probably not. Joe Thompson's still out. So we have a couple of niggles and a couple of concerns, but look, we're not going to take any unnecessary risks because there's still five games after this that are critical in our season. We're going to need everybody to finish the season strong, but the one thing I guarantee is that we've got competition for places, and we've got players there that's itching at the bit to get under the team.
Thank you, Darren.